This is Father Tom Herron, spiritual moderator of the Cleveland Diocesan Union of Holy Name Societies. Today's Gospel is from John chapter 14. The Last Supper is taking place, and Jesus is giving his final instructions to his apostles before his death on Good Friday. In this section, he has just told them that he is going away to prepare a place for them in his Father's house. They are confused about this. Thomas asked Jesus, "We do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus answers with these words, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These are very profound words spoken by Jesus. He is speaking to us too. He is telling us that if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must follow his guidance. Life is a journey. When we undertake any journey, we need three things: a destination, a good pathway, and some guidance system or a GPS. On our journey of life, our ultimate destination is to be with God in heaven. Our pathway is the Catholic Church, and our guide is Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth to fulfill this role as a guide. He was a great role model, showing us the way to live a good life. He taught us the truth we needed to know to live this good life. He then opened the gates of heaven through his death and resurrection so that we could have eternal life with his Father. He truly was the way, the truth, and the life. The apostles did not understand the meaning of his words at the Last Supper, but they were to experience their meaning in their own lives shortly thereafter. We too can have this privilege if we allow Jesus to be our guide for the way we live our lives in the world today. Let us now pray. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Please give us the help we need to follow in your footsteps. Amen.